Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Go with me on the thought today, if you would, for a moment, through the Old Testament, where God, and I like this image of God sort of bumps into the dimension of space and time and reveals himself to man. See, God stands outside of time. It's how he started time. He said, I am the author and the finisher of faith. Jesus is described in Revelation as the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. What does that mean, if not the beginning and the end of something? And he's not, of course, going to end, so what's he the end of? Well, he's the beginning and end of time and as we know it, of our dimension. But he's always been outside of that. And go with me for a little bit into the thought process that he has kind of bumped into our dimension before. Here's an example. In the story of Abraham, somewhere along the way, Abraham must have encountered Christ. No, he didn't encounter Jesus, but he must have encountered Christ. Jesus said, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and he was glad. And if you think about it, when and where did Abraham ever see Jesus' day? If you want the reference on that, that's John 8, 56, 57, 58, right in that area. And his detractors actually respond, how could you have seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Notice it's not I was, but I am. So he's identifying himself as the same God that every Jew had the understanding called himself the I Am. Isaiah said it this way Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up. When Jesus talks to the Jews about their unbelief, he says in John chapter 12, Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. So whenever Isaiah saw the Lord, he was talking about seeing the eternal Christ. Another one is after the Exodus out of the land of Egypt, God leads Israel in a glory cloud. Paul tells us that the eternal Christ was the one guiding the people of God. In fact, he tells us that the rock, the same rock that was in the wilderness, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that rock was Christ. They all had the same spiritual food. They drank the same spiritual drink. They drank the rock that followed them was Christ. It was a rock that pointed the way to a real Jesus. The one that we based the invisible man on was the thought that Moses came out of the land of Egypt because he had seen he who was invisible. So the point being that the Old Testament is ripe with these instances of the glory of God come smashing into the dimension that we have now. In fact, remember when Moses in the Old Testament said, Lord, show me your glory, and God said, no man can see my face and live, and yet Paul would write that we have been given the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so now Jesus becomes the way by which we can see the glory of God. We can access the glory of God, but only through the person of Jesus. Moses is building the tabernacle, and the Bible says the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And then when John writes St. John's Gospel, he says, and the word became flesh and dwelt. The word there is tabernacle. Tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory. And so God's glory entered the dimension of the natural. What a beautiful, awesome, powerful thing. We'll talk a little bit about the Christmas story, and not from a secular standpoint, but a way I think will be of great interest to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.